Tonight on FX is the debut of a TV show called Legion. It's about a super-powered man who may or may not be mentally ill. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it has the feel of a superhero show for people who don't really like superhero shows.
Legion is set in the Marvel Universe inhabited by the X-Men, but there are no capes, no costumes, and the mutants we see in the first few episodes use their powers sparingly. It's a superhero show that resists admitting it is one, and that's both the most satisfying and frustrating thing about it. Here's the setup. David Haller hears voices in his head. It's driven him to drugs and a suicide attempt. David is played with a twitchy earnestness by Dan Stevens, who TV fans might recognize as Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey. But after years in an institution, David says he's feeling restless during a birthday visit from his sister.
So, do they let you throw a little party here? Or?
Yeah, they clear out the furniture, we get a DJ.
Really?
No. We do get better drugs, though.
Really?
No. It's just my 260th Thursday as a passenger on the cruise ship Mental Health.
It turns out David is actually telling the story about his sister to a man he doesn't know is an evil government henchman. And when that henchman reports to his boss, he reveals that the voices in David's head just might be the thoughts of other people.
Well, he believes he's mentally ill, but at the same time, part of him knows that the power is real.
And are we clear on the scope and nature of this power?
No. But if the readings are right, he may be the most powerful mutant that we have ever encountered.
It's a story we've seen many times before. An innocent with amazing abilities flees a brutal institution. From movies like E.T. to Netflix's surprise hit Stranger Things. Hopefully, David won't escape in a flying bicycle. But Legion, the TV show, is created by Noah Hawley, the mind behind FX's amazing adaptation of the movie Fargo. So it's got some surprises up its sleeve.
Oh.
That's a scene where David destroys a kitchen with his mind, flinging utensils, food, and appliances around in a detailed, slow-motion shower the viewer walks through like a 3D display. It's a stunning sequence, similar to visuals in movies like The Matrix, but given a unique, bold spin here. It's also a memory. Like David, viewers are sometimes not quite sure what's happening to him now, what is a memory, or what he's sensing that may actually be happening elsewhere. It's the same kind of is-it-real-or-isn't-it storytelling used in shows like Mr. Robot and Westworld, and it can be confusing. Legion walks a careful balance. David must sort through dark secrets locked in his mind to control his powers, which sounds like a classic superhero story. But a lot of it is about David's interior struggles with mental illness and his love for a fellow mutant who he can't touch. This program wants it both ways, to draw comic book fans with a story set in the X-Men world while avoiding some of the classic elements of the genre for people who don't usually watch superhero movies or TV shows. So far, Legion is very good, but not quite great. It's a visually impressive program with a narrative style that just might revolutionize the superhero series on TV. That's if it can elevate its core story above the kind of plots we've already seen so many times before. I'm Eric Deggans.